physically as well. So, yes, he's a lot of fun, don't get me wrong, but he also, when the time was to be serious, he was serious.
Without a doubt. And now he's seriously into the concrete business, you know, in Tennessee, his home state, which is kind of fun. All right, let's go around the CFL, Mark Stephen, for the Furness family. Of course, week number two is underway. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers, what, they've been to the Grey Cup Championship 5 consecutive years. They've lost the last 3, which isn't great. But, you know, Winnipeg doesn't seem to miss a beat, even though, you know, they lost their number one running back in that game against the BC Lions. And that Winnipeg defense still looks very solid because they made Nathan Rourke and the BC Lions, who looked so good in week one, they made them look pretty average in week two.
And I must confess, I underestimated Streveler. I think we think of him as just a running quarterback and a guy that, you know, hangs out in fur coats in 28 below Winnipeg. But he does a lot more than that. He played very well, so let's give him credit. Brady Oliveira, now that's another question they're going to have to overcome, but so far so good.
This is Alberta Ford Dealer Stampeder Football. The game last night saw the Montreal Alouettes go into Ottawa, hand the Red Blacks their second straight loss. You know, this is almost Bo Levi-esque what Davis Alexander is doing. He's now 6-0 as a starter, and it's not all because of the quarterback. And Bo Levi didn't have his great start just because he was the best quarterback on the block. He had a great defense. That Montreal defense is for real. I had them number one on my Sports Talk with Jock power rankings, and I'll still have them number one. I think they're obviously the best team in the East. They may be the best team in the CFL right now.
Yeah, very fair comment, and they certainly frustrated Matthew Schultz, the former Stampeder, and, you know, is Drew Brown going to be back when they play the Stampeders next week? I'm not sure. No, Montreal is very good. Look, you know, they won it in 23. They lost the final at home in 24, but they're still a good team. I mean, they're right up there with the best. It was a bold move, I got to say, with Alexander, you know, to move on from a championship quarterback like Cody Fajardo, but it's, so far it's working, and good for them, good for Jason Moss, and they will be a handful. They play in Edmonton this week.
And I know that Ottawa was without Drew Brown, Mark, but they had a lot of high hopes coming into this season. I don't think they predicted they'd be 0-2 to get things going.
No, they didn't. I agree with you totally. They went out and got some high-powered, established veterans, starting with Lewis, who didn't score a touchdown. Therefore, his touchdown streak ends at 9. You know, Standback and others. No, this was supposed to be the season they were going to build on. Last year, when they got into the playoffs, they came here to Toronto and lost the East semifinal, but just making the playoffs was a big step. And no, they didn't see this coming. So I agree with you. They're, you have to pick a disappointment. I would say it's them. They've fallen short of the expectations they'd set for themselves.
So week number two of the CFL season comes to a conclusion today. You've got the early game that we're setting you up for, the Toronto Argonauts and the Calgary Stampeders. More on that in a second, Mark Stephen. But the final game of the week has Saskatchewan on the road in Hamilton. Tiger Cats losing in Calgary last week. High expectations for the Tiger Cats. They're going to have to be better. I think that's going to be an interesting game tonight.
Yeah, two things. One, they have to get the run game going. It was non-existent. And I know Bo Levi Mitchell racked up a lot of yards, but a lot of them were in comeback mode when they were well behind, too. Let's not lose sight of that, too. But, you know, he did make it close, or at least put the pressure on the Stampeders. Number two, I was speaking with a lot of the people here, you know, veteran CFL, either employees or people at work as minor officials. Nobody can recall the Argos and the Cats playing back-to-back on the same day, and it's put a strain on the Argos staff because a lot of them work both games, so they've had to do a lot of juggling because those two games are just one ends, the other begins, so that's the way it goes. But no, Hamilton under the gun as well to get out of the gate.
So going into this game today for the Calgary Stampeders, Mark, where's your biggest question mark? Because we saw the offense go out. Yeah, they'd like to clean things up a little bit. A couple picks for Vernon Adams. The defense, we were all kind of wondering what it would look like, and they kind of surprised us with how well they played. So if you're looking at the Stamps going into this one, what are you looking at in terms of where your question marks still?
Well, first of all, I think that first drive, get another one like that, right? If they can do that, I think that meant so much psychologically to them just to go down there and indicate it was a new season. Areas of concern, let's see if the defensive line can step it up. They stopped the run, but I got to see if they can put Nick Arbuckle down. But, you know, overall, I would say it was a game with a lot of good things that happened. I like the way the secondary stood tall, but again, another test. Now Nick Arbuckle's been eyeballing them for a week, so we'll see how that goes, but just build on it. Was it absolutely the best effort last week? No, just build on what they did, and I think they've got a pretty good shot here.
Well, Nick Arbuckle got his Grey Cup championship ring. They're going to hang the championship banner today, you know, Mark Stevens. So, you know, this Argo team has something to play for, even though it's a totally looking, a different looking team than we saw win in Vancouver last year.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, they were going to surprise Flo Ormelad, maybe I shouldn't even be saying this, but they're going to surprise him with the ring. A couple of his former teammates are going to come over and give him the ring that he earned, but he was down to playing it this week, says he's a Stampeder now, and I guess I get it, but doesn't change the fact it's a remarkable achievement.
Yeah, without a doubt, and I've seen the rings online. They look pretty sweet. The Argos have done a nice job.
There. Very much so. Yeah. Argos are done. By the way, and just want to tell you that this game has got a lot of attention here in the city. They raised the Argo flag, the mayor and Pinball Clemens yesterday, and the iconic CN Tower was all lit up in double blue to indicate the Argos were ready to play. So a little hype for the game here in Toronto.
Nice that the Argos are getting a little bit of love in the biggest city in this country, without a doubt. All right, that's a wrap for the CFL, for Around the CFL, for Furnace Family. Done right, day or night, FurnaceFamily.com. Still lots to come on our pregame show. As a matter of fact, we're going to take a look at the Cooperators injury report when we come back. We're also going to be joined by our outstanding color commentator, Greg Peterson. He is also in Toronto at BMO Field. And just a quick reminder to tune into the CFL Insider twice a week on Sports Talk with Jock every Tuesday night, every Thursday night. The CFL Insider brought to you by Valentine Volvo and Volvo Cars Royal Oak. This is Calgary Stampeder Radio on QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge. You're listening to the pregame show.
Wolf Chev GMC Buick Calgary is leading the pack. Celebrating an all-new location and the same amazing experience. For a limited time, save up to $12,000 or get 0% financing for up to 60 months. Plus, eligible Costco members receive an additional $1,200 off select vehicles. Run with the pack to Wolf Calgary, your General Motors superstore. Now open at 768 100 First Street Southwest, just off Stony Trail.
Inspiration. It's where all great things start. When you bring your renovation ideas to the designers and expert craftsmen at Renovations by Hearth and Home, it inspires them to create with you the renovation project you've been dreaming of. Whether your project is big or small, the in-house team at Renovations by Hearth and Home have the experience to ensure your dreams come to life. Imagine the extraordinary. Visit renovationsbyhearthandhome.com.
June 21st, trade screen time for FaceTime with bouncy castles, painted faces, and touchdown dances.
Go, Stamps, go!
See the Stampeders face off against the Ottawa Redblacks at 2 p.m. for the Family Day game presented by TELUS.
Before kickoff, hit Gridiron Gardens for a pregame party packed with fun for all ages. And after the final whistle, everyone's invited on the field to feel the brand new turf at McMahon.
Great family memories don't come from a tablet. They're born on game days. Tickets at stampeders.com/tickets.
Together, we ride.
Every hit, every tackle, every touchdown. QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
He is one of the best lawyers in town. He's also the best color commentator in the Canadian Football League. Of course, he has been teamed up with Mark Stephen for almost 30 years here on QR Calgary. Greg Peterson now joining us on the Alberta Ford Dealers pregame show. Mr. Peterson, your impressions last week of the Calgary Stampeders and what you think this team has to do better this week.
I was very impressed with what they did last week. What a way to start the game. They had that opening drive and they kept it going throughout the game. Some of the areas we were concerned about, like the secondary, I thought really shone through. And, you know, we saw a different type of quarterback, someone who can make a play when a play wasn't there. What they have to continue to do this game is really about the same, but I'll get my keys to the game. Obviously, one of them is going to be that running play. I think you have to keep Mills going, and that's going to be the hallmark of this offense, is where they can continue to run the football like they did last week.
Well, you know, that's a great segue into our injury report brought to you by the Cooperators, because only two running backs dressed for this game, Dietrich Mills, who, of course, was very, very good last week, and Jesuwin Antwi, who I thought played very, very well as well. Choquette is off the roster, and so is Will Langlois. Of course, Will was your fullback in the game. How does that change the running game, or do you have to bring, you know, Quincy Vaughn maybe the odd time, you know, for that extra offensive lineman slash, you know, fullback position?
You know, Jock, I really don't think it's going to change it much, because most of the time when Dietrich or Antoine were running the football well, they were in what's called a rebel package where they had the fullback out of the package and had a wide receiver in. I mean, when you bring a fullback in, sometimes that's telegraphing to the defense that you're probably going to run the ball, and that the fullback is in there to block. But when you spread them out, you spread the defense out more, you got more space, more area to run. So I don't really think it's going to make much of a difference because they didn't use the fullback much last week. They don't plan on using it hardly anything, and they're going to be playing that five-receiver package.
Yeah, Will's going to have to find a way to stay healthy. He's got a back injury. That's why he is not dressed for this game today. Gary Johnson on the defensive side of the ball. He has a pec injury. Didn't practice all week. As Dave McIver mentioned earlier, Gary was a beast on special teams last week. How much of a loss is Gary going to be?
I think that's going to be a little bit of a loss because he was the best player. I talked to the coaches, and I didn't pick him to be the special teams player of the week. I don't get the luxury of watching film between the time of the end of the game and when I got to pick it. But Gary Johnson was the best special teams player. And when you got a guy, a horse like that, that can go down, cover kicks, block well on kick returns, that's going to hurt. So one of these other guys is going to have to step up.
Yeah, fair enough. Miles Brown on the defensive line, of course, he was acquired from the Saskatchewan Roughriders as a free agent. He has a shoulder injury. He is not playing in this game. Josiah Coatney has some experience. You know, he's been here. He's had starts before on the defensive line. Is that much of a change on the defensive line for the day?
Well, Brown kind of won that starting spot, but it was close, and it's kind of a toss-up. So, you know, I think Josiah Coatney, he's going to step in. Big guy, 6'4", 345, and they do got the big guys in the middle there, which is good with Hutchings at 302 and Miles Brown at 307. I just think that, you know, those three are going to rotate around nose tackle, defensive tackle. So I don't think with Josiah going in, it's going to hurt us too much. Although Miles was playing really, really well. But I think there's going to be guys rotating all the time. You can't play an entire year getting beat up in the middle like they do and not miss a couple games. So it's good we got two guys, even three guys, that can rotate in those two positions.
The other injury we were keeping a close eye on was to the center position. Bryce Bell has a shoulder issue. It hampered him a little bit in training camp. He was very limited in practice this week. He was listed as a game-time decision, but from all accounts, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong, looks like Bryce Bell is going to be able to go. Is that right?
I don't know. When I talked to Dave, he said to me 2 days ago that he probably wouldn't, but that's going to hurt. Bryce Bell has stepped in and played very well at center. Talking to the coaches, he probably was our best offensive lineman, and he's just, the guy is great in space, and he can play guard, he can play tackle, but he's really stepped up and solidified that offensive line with that center position. So if he can't go, I think we're going to see Rodeem Brown in there, maybe Fortin, but that one's going to hurt because Bryce Bell has really done well. I don't know if he's going to start. I haven't heard, Doug.
Yeah, Chris Fortin is he was the second first-round pick by the Calgary Stampeders. He is listed as your backup center. Calgary Stampeders also had Thomas Jack Curtola on the roster as well, so we'll see how that one plays out. I guess the other, you know, injury of note for the Cooperators, Damian Alford, number one pick overall last week. He did not play because of a hamstring/groin injury. Damian Alford is going to be able to go in this game. It's going to be his CFL debut. Here's what he had to say about his CFL debut earlier this week with Mark Stephen.
I feel good. I feel confident. I feel like I'm ready to go. I'm excited. First CFL game for me to go out there and show them what I can do. So, a little butterflies, but I'll be all right.
I guess it's just a bit of a groin pull. You just have to work through and nurse your way through kind of thing?
Yeah, but I'm good now, 100% ready to go. So,
what did you learn sort of on the sidelines about the pace, the intensity, and everything of a regulation CFL game?
It's pretty intense. It can change at any second, the third down situations and stuff like that. So it's different than in college, how it's a little bit of the same environment. It's hostile, it's loud, but I can't let that be a distraction for me.
All right, there you have it, Damian Alford and Greg Peterson. I don't think we should have too high expectations. You know, he's still coming off an injury. What are you hearing as far as you know his role in this football game?
Well, he's a rookie, and he's going to learn. But when Mark was doing that interview that was taped there, I was standing right beside him because I've never met the young man, and his college football coach, Kyle Whittingham, was one of my good friends. And I talked to Kyle about him. And Kyle just said to me last time I spoke to Kyle, Kyle Whittingham, he's pretty well known, said, tell Damian hello for me. So I wanted to stay around and say that. Jock, I stood by him, and all I could think of while Mark was interviewing was, I'm 5'10", 175. I was a kind of a quick DB. I'm glad I don't have to cover this guy. He is huge. I mean, 6'6", and he runs a 4.4 40. So the guy's got the physical tools, but, yeah, I don't think that we can he's got to learn the CFL game a little bit. You know, he's been down in the States for 4 years, and he just has to pick up the pro football. So I don't think we should expect too much. But when it comes to a physical presence, that guy's got it. We got to hope he continues to develop it, because I don't ever want to cover him. I never will, but I wouldn't if I was a player.
I have this visual of Damian Alford at 6'4", and then, of course, mini-me, Greg Peterson at 5'10". That's a great
visual.
He's a
big dude, I'll tell you. He's a big guy. and you know, I just throw the ball up and let him catch, jump up and catch it. And sure. I was watching him down, I was down on the field before the game, and I was just watching him warm up, and he's got real smooth hands, and he's got some physical talent. Let's just be patient with him. He's going to develop.
All right, that is the injury report, brought to you by Cooperators Insurance Plans, Investment Plans. They do both, cooperators.ca. We're going to take another timeout here on the pregame show. We're going to flash back. It's the 80th anniversary of the Calgary Stampeder Football Club. A few reflections for you as you're listening to the Alberta Ford Dealers pregame show. I'm Jock Wilson. He is Dave McIver. We're live from the Deerfoot Inn and Casino. Drop by, say hi. Our street team is here. You can register to win some Calgary Stampeder tickets to the next home game. That is next Saturday. The Ottawa Redblacks are in town. The Redblacks off to an 0-2 start this season. This is the home of the Calgary Stampeders. We are QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
Hi, Andrew Schultz here from QR Calgary. I get it. You've been looking high and low for that new ride, or new to you ride. You're getting sick of it. Well, time to finish that journey. Stop on by Wolf Chevrolet GMC Buick, the all-new location, 76800 First Street Southwest. It is shiny. It is new. And the deals, fantastic. Get on down here. June is truck month, don't you know? You can get employee pricing on all half-ton and heavy-duty GMC and Chevy trucks. Or how about this? You don't get this anywhere. 0% for 72 months. Are you kidding me? Also, the Chevy Trailblazers from $99 weekly and up to $7,000 off the 2025 Corvettes. It's the ride you need and the service you want and the service you expect. Down here at Wolf Chevrolet GMC Buick, 76800 First Street Southwest. Pop on by. The deals are here for you. Get in the car, get the family together, and find the new-to-you or brand-new ride at Wolf Chevrolet GMC Buick. Again, the brand-new location, 768 101st Street Southwest.
In times of crisis, Canadians support each other. The state of the advertising landscape in Canada is an emergency. Canada's ad market is increasingly dominated by billionaire-owned foreign tech companies. Instead of supporting Canadian jobs, communities, and local business, they spread misinformation, hate, and political interference. Let's keep ad dollars at home on radio and TV stations, websites, streaming, and news services that are Canadian-owned. It's time to buy Canadian. A message from QR Calgary.
Every hit, every tackle, every touchdown. QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
It's time for some reflections on the 80th anniversary of the Calgary Stampeders. The Calgary Stampeders have fielded some of the best players in league history. In fact, 8 of those players have been saluted 11 times as the league's outstanding player. The list starts with Doug Flutie. The quarterback captured the award 3 consecutive years, 1992, 93, and 94. Simply amazing. Then Bo Levi Mitchell won the award twice in 2014, 2018. Those are the last two Grey Cup seasons. Other quarterbacks to win the award, Henry Burris in 2010, Dave Dickinson in his playing days from 2000, and Peter Lisch way back in 1967. So 5 quarterbacks in all. 3 running backs have been saluted, John Cornish and his huge season in 2013, Willie Burton on a last-place team in 1975, and Lavelle Coleman back in 1964. So 8 players have won the Outstanding Player Award, another reflection of 80 years of Stampeder history.
80 years of Stampeder football. It is a birthday celebration all season long for the football club. And you know, Greg Peterson, I go back to last Saturday at McMahon Stadium. It was maybe the best and easiest second quarter you ever had to do because Doug Flutie came into the broadcast booth and basically just did your job for 15, 20 minutes. That was fantastic.
Yeah, he gave me a good break, but Doug has lots of experience. He was with, I think, NBC and ESPN, so it was fun to watch Doug and see him, and he did a great job.
Yeah, that was a good 25 minutes of radio because we had Doug Flutie and then, of course, the halftime show with Alex Singleton. I loved what the Calgary Stampeders did last week, you know, bringing in some of their stars from their championship seasons. You know, and I know some people are still concerned about the attendance at McMahon Stadium. It was the home opener, but I think fans are still at a show-me state situation, and this is an important game because if they can show me again that they can win, maybe the fans will say, yeah, okay, I want to get out and support this team.
I totally agree with you, Jock. I mean, everybody's kind of off right now. We're not going until they kind of, we don't want to go through what we went through last year. They win this game tonight, you know, and people are going to start looking up, and then if they keep going, they just got to give the fans hope that they're going to be making the playoffs, and I think the fans will come back. At least we got to hope so. And I'm really excited about the game that we're going to have here during Stampede Week. They haven't done it. You know, we're always on the road in the Stampede. And I always used to say to myself, Jock, why don't we play during Stampede Week? Because I have a lot of relatives from the States and people I know from the States. And when they come up here to Calgary, they would go to a Stampede or football game. They'd want to see a CFL game. I mean, you can only do so much stampeding. You got one night. Why not go to the game? So I'm really excited for that Stampede game coming up. I think it's going to be a hit.
The Stampede Bowl is going to be on July the 3rd. It is going to be the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And, yeah, Jay McNeil, the president of the Calgary Stampeders, was saying it's the hottest ticket right now for all of the games, even hotter than Labor Day. People want to go to the Stampede Bowl. Damon Cotton.
Greg, it was funny you're talking about Doug and all that. He talked football the entire game. After he left you guys in the stadium or in the booth, he came down onto the sideline, and he just talked football with everybody down there.
Yeah.
He was signing autographs, tossing the little footballs around with the
fantastic
kids.
Fantastic.
That was a guy that I grew up and became a big fan of the Stampeders watching. It was crazy to see, and like Jock said, that was unbelievable radio. I don't know.
Yeah.
I missed some plays because I was just listening to you guys.
Well, you know, and Doug was that way. When he was a teammate, and he was kind of everybody's got their groups that they hang around with and go out to eat with on the road, and Doug was kind of part of our group with Doug and Sponge and Stu and all those guys. And you know what? We couldn't go anywhere back then without Doug getting interrupted or whatever. And I remember one night we went out with our wives and Doug's wife, and my wife came back to me and she said, I feel sorry for the guy, Greg. And I said, why? And why would you feel sorry for Doug Flutie? Because he can't even get a bite in without somebody coming and, you know, interrupting him and wanting his autograph. And I said, but nobody handles it better than Doug Flutie. He doesn't complain about it. He relishes in it. But I know that after that night, Doug was quite tired and wanted to go home because that must have been an exhausting day for him. But Doug Flutie is just a class individual that if you're going to have a superstar, treats everybody great. Doug Flutie is it.
Hey, he was a star with the Calgary Stampeders. He was a star with the Toronto Argonauts. When we come back, we're going to get back on track for the game this afternoon. The marquee matchup. What is the marquee matchup of this football game today? Greg Peterson is going to weigh in. He'll do that for Country Hills Toyota. You're listening to QR Calgary. We are the proud voice of your Calgary Stampeders.
It's time to upgrade to Claus during the Claus Limited Inventory Sale. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing for 60 months on select Claus Axion tractors or 3.99% financing for 60 months on select Ariane tractors. With superior performance, industry-leading support, and unbeatable long-term ROI, it's a deal that's made for more on a tractor that's made for you. Ask your Claus dealer about the Limited Inventory Sale or visit Claus.com. That's C-L-A-A-S.com.
Calling all baseball fans. Want to knock your summer out of the park?
The Deerfoot Inn & Casino is hosting an exclusive viewing party on July 26th, where one lucky guest will win the ultimate baseball road trip. 4 games in 4 days in Toronto for you and a guest, plus round-trip air transportation, hotel accommodations, a pair of tickets to each of the 4 games, and $500 spending cash. For full details on how you can earn ballots to win your way into the viewing party on July 26th, visit DeerfootInn.com.
We're fun!
It's your last chance to get in and go at the giant Country Hills Toyota. The Get In and Go event ends June 30th, and your Toyota giant has pulled out all the stops with the best inventory, the best pricing, and the best trade-in values of the year. Take advantage of incredible interest rates, as low as 0%, plus up to $2,000 in free accessories with purchase. But you better hurry. The Get In and Go event will soon be gone, only until June 30th at the giant Country Hills Toyota.
QR Calgary is the proud radio home of your Calgary Stampeders.
And has been for over three decades.
Stampeders football brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers on QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
It is week number two of the CFL season, the first road trip of the season for the Calgary Stampeders. They're in Toronto at BMO Field. We'll have exclusive radio play-by-play action coming your way just after 2 o'clock this afternoon. I'm Jock Wilson with Dave McIver. We're live from the Deerfoot Inn and Casino. Greg Peterson, our outstanding color commentator, he is in Toronto in the Billy Powers broadcast booth. And, Greg, let's get to the marquee matchup. The marquee matchup for Country Hills Toyota. What is the one matchup you are looking forward to seeing in this football game today?
Well, usually my matchup is also a key to the game, and that's going to be the case today as well. And what I think is I'm really looking forward to watching is the return game contest. And what I mean by that is Toronto are always good at special teams. They have a special teams coordinator, Mickey Donovan. He's very good. And they've just killed Calgary the last couple of years with Janarian Grant and a couple others. And it seems like I went back and I looked, and whenever we play them here, there's always one or two big returns that kind of are keys in the game and big matchups. I think we're going to have to win that return game contest. Now, Janarian Grant is not in for it. He's hurt. He's out for the Argos, which is kind of a good thing. They're going to be doing it by committee. But I just like to see Calgary win that return game, because we never do. And to me, it's a matchup I'm really looking forward to watch.
Even last week against Hamilton, you know, the one blip, the Stampeders gave up that 105-yard return.
Yeah, and it just it's they're momentum changers. They're just big plays. And you could be stifling their offense, and they get big one like that, and it's just deflation to the defense. So Toronto's killed us here the last 3 years whenever we played Toronto on that return game. We can't have it. We just got to be able to shut them down, and let's hope we, with Brooks, get a couple of good returns.
I think that's an excellent marquee matchup. My marquee matchup is I want to see our two rush-ins, Flo Amalade and Clarence Hicks, get more pressure on the quarterback. I know Dave Dickinson was disappointed that there were no quarterback sacks when Bo Levi Mitchell threw the ball 51 times last week. Flo Amalade, he is returning to Toronto, where he won a Grey Cup championship last year, and he is excited about going against his old team.
I'm excited, but, you know, I want to play against them. So that's what I'm most excited for. I am looking forward to getting the ring as well. It's a really, really well done ring. And, you know, commemorate a good season.
What did you make of week one, especially how the D line played?
I thought we played well, honestly. And, I think we forced Bo into a lot of errant throws. Obviously, you always want sacks, but I think it was like they had 50 passes, 30 of them he was pressured on, so via PFF. So I thought we did a lot of things to make them uncomfortable. We played the run really, really well, and I think that was something that's a huge focus for us as a team. We're just trying to look to build off of it, trying to get better each game, sorry.
When you look at those two championship teams, I wonder if you see signs. I know it's early in the season, but yeah, when you look around here, are there any encouraging signs that this team could also be a championship team?
Yeah, for sure. I think an underrated sign is the guys like being around each other and having fun together. You have great quarterback play, and you have a good defense. I think we have a good defense, and I think we just have to keep on building. We're still like at the building phase. We didn't even, you know, put that much of our playbook in. So he just wants us to play fast, and I think we're doing that. And then also the special teams component comes in. We have a great special teams coach and a great special team player. So as we all work together and play complementary football, I think I honestly do think we have the ingredients to be able to show up every day.
Got to show up every day, without a doubt. Flo Amalade, and you know, Nick Arbuckle is not the most mobile quarterback in the Canadian Football League. Greg Peterson. Not that Bo Levi Mitchell is either, but Bo has the great release, very quick release. I just want to see a little more pressure on Nick Arbuckle in this game, make things uncomfortable for him.
I really agree with you. I think that was a good point you made about how getting some pressure off the edge, because Toronto's got one of the bigger offensive lines in the league. If you go down the list of them, they're 6'5", 322 on the outside, 335 on the outside. Big guys sometimes are slow guys. I think our athletic ends have a real opportunity there to make hay on those big guys. So that is a good matchup. I'll be looking at that one as well.
That is the marquee matchup brought to you by Country Hills Toyota. Get your best deal during the Get In and Go event at your Toyota giant, Country Hills at Toyota. Still to come in the pregame show, we're going to hear from the coach. We're going to get to our player profile with Adrian Green. We're going to stay on defense when we come back. Markel Lee, 10 defensive tackles in that middle linebacker position. We're going to hear a little bit from Markel as the pregame show continues after this short break. This is Stampeder Football on QR Calgary, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
Andrew Schultz here, and I've had a blast all morning long. Yeah, spending some time at Wolf Chevrolet GMC Buick, 768 101st Street Southwest, a brand new location. And yes, wrapping up here at 1, but they're still wide open until 5 o'clock. Tip of the hat to GM Joe for taking care of us all. And more importantly, Joe and his staff taking care of you. You're looking for a new ride? Well, this is the time. Hey, did you know that June is Truck Month? Employee pricing on all half-ton and heavy-duty GMC and Chev trucks, or how about this, 0% financing for 72 months. They've got you covered. You've been looking throughout the city. Well, stop the search and get the vehicle you need and the service and the price that you want. All down here at the brand-new Wolf Chevrolet GMC Buick, 768 101st Street Southwest. Again, open right through until 5 o'clock. It is shiny. It is new. And the whole dealership has that new car smell. Pop on by and visit Wolf Chevrolet GMC Buick, 768 101st Street Southwest.
QR Calgary is the proud radio home of your Calgary Stampeders.
And has been for over 3 decades.
Stampeders football brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers on QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
Last week, Greg Peterson selected our four stars of the game in the postgame show. Top offense, top defense, top special teams player, and the top Canadian. The top defensive player was Markel Lee with 10 defensive tackles. Here's Markel talking about his time last week.
Full-time guy in the middle there. Game one, 10 tackles. I imagine you're pretty happy with the way things went.
Happy, but not satisfied. I mean, we're always happy with the win. We want to keep stacking those as much as we can week after week, go 1-0, but we still got work to build on, and we know that as a unit, as a defensive unit and as a team, we still got more to progress, and we still want to show what we can do, prove how good we can be.
In terms of it, how much easier is it, or familiar or comfortable, you know, now that you've had a little time under your belt and you're getting a second season here?
It's getting down packed for me. I mean, I'm getting it down a little bit better this year. Still have some stuff I got to train my eyes to see better, but overall, I'm all about progression and taking each step that I need to take and being in the present moment. So taking the step each week. Coach Dickey says it as a team, we need to take that next step, and that's what we need to do this week.
Looking at the ground game, you really slowed them down. I think that would be a point of pride, about 54 or something yards like that.
Yeah, that's what we pride ourselves on that as a defense, a unit. That's one thing Coach Slovic came in and said that we needed to do early is stop the run versus any team that we play each week. That needed to be one of our staples, is stopping the run, and I think we disrupted them very well on Saturday.
And Greg Peterson, the Stampeders have had no issues filling that middle linebacker position, whether it was Micah Awe, whether it was Jameer Thurman, you know, Winton McManus, Alex Singleton, and now Markel Lee. Obviously, they are blessed at the middle linebacker position.
Yeah, they really have. We've had a middle linebacker, good one, over the last 10 years, and Markel stepped right in. The big guy, he's a big guy at 6'3", 240. Last week had the most defensive tackles in the league. Nobody got. He's right now. He's leading the league in defensive tackles with 10. What he does really well is, I was amazed at how well he read. He can read plays. He can see the pulling guard and know, okay, if the guard's pulling, that's where I got to go. And it's something you just have to instinctively do. I was quite impressed with his how he did that. You know, coming up last year, he got a little bit of the CFL flavor, and he's just going to get better and better as time goes on.
That has a lot to do with the system, though, right, Greg? Like, I know that Davis said in the past that not that these guys aren't talented and haven't been super talented, but their system, the way they work it, it does reflect on the middle linebacker having a lot of tackles and an opportunity to have a big game.
Yeah, the job of the big boys up front is to tie up those big offensive linemen or others so that the linebackers can flow to where the hole is or where the person is, and to have nobody. What you don't want is you don't want a big guy getting out in a linebacker, and a lot of times it's called chip blocking, where they'll kind of just hit the defensive lineman and then get up to the linebacker. Well, the way our system is, you hit the defensive lineman, and our defensive line is going to stay on him, so he can't get to the linebacker and block him, and that gives the linebacker all that mobility and freedom to make the tackle. But you got to go make the tackle, so you got to really rely on your linebacker to do that. So that's kind of why our linebackers usually get a lot of tackles, but still, you have to have athletic people there to be able to do that.
Coming up next, as the Alberta Ford Dealers pregame show continues, we're going to check in with Adrian Green. He is your starting strong side cornerback. Now, I know Ben LeBrosse was supposed to get the start last week. That was a mistake, according to Dave Dickinson. All along, it was going to be Adrian Green. Ben LeBrosse still dealing with a little bit of an injury. He's on the roster. He'll be on the roster again today. But Adrian Green made an impact for the Red and White last week in his Stampeder debut. We're going to hear from the new defensive back from the Calgary Stampeders. We're going to do that next as we roll along here on the pregame show, warming you up for the Stamps and the Toronto Argonauts. This is QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
The Get In and Go event is on now under the tower at South Point Toyota. Once again, it's the best time of year to buy your new Toyota. The best inventory, the best interest rates of the year, as low as 0%. And the best trade-in bang for your buck. Don't miss the Get In and Go event on now at South Point Toyota.
June 21st, trade screen time for FaceTime with bouncy castles, painted faces, and touchdown dances.
Go, Stamps, go!
See the Stampeders face off against the Ottawa Redblacks at 2 p.m. for the Family Day game presented by TELUS.
Before kickoff, hit Gridiron Gardens for a pregame party packed with fun for all ages. And after the final whistle, everyone's invited on the field to feel the brand new turf at McMahon.
Great family memories don't come from a tablet. They're born on game days. Tickets at stampeders.com/tickets.
Together, we ride.
Your place for Stampeders football play-by-play. QR Calgary at 107.3 The Edge.
Adrian Green was a free agent signing by the Calgary Stampeders in the offseason. His fourth year in the Canadian Football League. First with the red and white. St. Mary's grad making an early impact with the Calgary Stampeders in the secondary as he is your starting strong field side cornerback. And right now, he's in the spotlight on the player profile with Mark Steven.
Adrian, you're going home to Toronto, although you have gone home before when you were with the Lions, but is it still special to go home and play in Toronto?
It's always great to play in front of family and friends. Ultimately, like, my main focus going into the game is just what the Stamps are doing and how we're getting prepared for that game. But, like I said, being able to go home and play in front of friends and family, it's always amazing.
Well, you're obviously prepared as a group for last week's game. I thought you shut them down. I thought the secondary for a bunch of new guys came together pretty well.
Absolutely. Like, we're just trying to play complimentary football. Get into the film room, watch an extra film with each other, and just constant communication and just honestly looking to get better. We push each other in practice. Offense pushes us. We push them. And the coaches get us right with everything, all the tools we need for the game. And ultimately, we just got to go out there and execute. And that's kind of how we approach the game.
Let's look at your football journey. When did you first get hooked up with football as a youngster growing up in Toronto?
I started around 6 or 7. I played for this community football team called Scarborough Thunder. And me and my older brother started around the same time. And then, you know, the journey started there. I fell in love with the game at that point. And I never stopped since. So I played there all the way through growing up. Then I ultimately went to St. Mary's University in Halifax. Had the opportunity to play for that school and a head coach named Coach Colsey, James Colsey III. He's down at Florida A&M now. It was a great opportunity for me, and then just taking advantage of that, going to the combine, and just kind of starting to make those dreams come true.
Getting drafted, and away you go.
Absolutely.
Was there any culture shock going to, you know, Halifax, nice city, but nowhere near the size of Toronto or anything?
No, but my mom's side of the family is actually from Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, so a lot of the time growing up, I spent a good amount of time through my summers out there. So the Maritimes is also pretty much kind of home for me as well. But so it wasn't really an adjustment. I had some family in Halifax as well, but yeah, it was a great time for sure.
Okay, you're a Toronto guy. Let's go through growing up and admiring athletes and all the teams. Favorite Blue Jay growing up?
I'll probably say Jose Bautista. You know, he was hitting them out the park, and you remember he had that crazy grand slam that kind of went viral with the bat flip and everything. So, yeah.
Favorite Toronto Raptor?
Vince Carter for sure.
Pretty easy.
I need that purple. Need that purple jersey, the throwback.
Okay. Let's go to hockey. Favorite Toronto Maple Leaf?
Growing up, seeing like Matt Sundin, like those kind of guys, and present day, like an Austin Matthews kind of guy. They're elite. So it's always nice to see elite athletes doing their thing.
How about with the Argos?
Pinball Clemens. That's the crazy house name. You know, Pinball. Growing up as well, he actually used to come out to some of our Scarborough Thunder practices and everything like that. So having him around and meeting him and everything growing up was great and amazing to see.
All right. Well, another chance to do some great things. You had a great opening game, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Kind of nailed it with those Toronto athletes, right? Pinball Clemens, Matt Sundin, Jose Bautista, and Vince Carter. Yeah, that's those are Hall of Famers, without a doubt. Hey, a quick look at the Alberta Ford Dealers kickoff countdown clock. Opening kickoff just after 2 o'clock this afternoon, Calgary time. So we are 20 minutes away from that opening kickoff. More Alberta Ford Dealers Stampeder football coming after a short break. Stay with us here on QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
June is Discover Days at Volvo Calgary. Right now, enjoy reduced lease rates and save up to $7,000, including eligible government incentives. Discover luxury, innovation, and the award-winning safety Volvo is known for. Volvo's quality of products, the Volvo commitment to safety and innovation, and customer service excellence has become a generational tradition in Calgary. Visit Valentine Volvo in the Southwest, Volvo Cars Royal Oak in the Northwest, or start your journey online at volvocarscalgary.com. Don't miss Discover Days on now.
Inspiration. It's where all great things start. When you bring your renovation ideas to the designers and expert craftsmen at Renovations by Hearth and Home, it inspires them to create with you the renovation project you've been dreaming of. Whether your project is big or small, the in-house team at Renovations by Hearth and Home have the experience to ensure your dreams come to life. Imagine the extraordinary. Visit renovationsbyhearthandhome.com.
Your place for Stampeders football play-by-play. QR Calgary at 107.3 The Edge.
Our goal is to go 1-0. We know they're having their Grey Cup celebration, and they lost last week. So, that, you know, they want to get a win at home as well. So they're going to bring their best game, you know. We have to be on our best game. I have to do better, take care of the ball, throw my hot throws and things like that, and just be ready for whatever.
The first drive, that sort of sent a statement maybe to you, to the team, that, hey, we're here, or let's just make it happen right out of the gate.
Yeah, man, that was good, man. First drive of the season to go down and get a score, you know, to start the year off like that is huge, man. And we want to start every game like that. Every time we get the ball first, let's try to go down and score and, you know, put our defense in a good spot to get a stop, and hopefully we can do it again.
That, of course, is Vernon Adams Jr., new quarterback number one for the red and white. Last week, Greg Peterson completed 19 of 28, that very impressive opening drive, 284 yards of offense. Hey, he also ran the ball three times for 33 yards, showed some mobility, which the Calgary Stampeders have not seen recently from their quarterback position, unless your name is Tommy Stevens. No touchdowns thrown by Vernon Adams. He did make a couple of mistakes. Obviously, this is still a learning process. He's learning a new offense, and I'm just going to make a bold prediction. I think he's even going to be better in this game today.
Yeah, he's just got to clean up the TD-worthy plays that he forced the ball. But he can make something out of nothing, and that's just something you have to have in the CFL today. I thought he was very good. He's just got to keep his feet in rhythm with his throws whenever he does that. And what I mean by that is he moves the pocket, and then makes a decision right away whether he's going to run or if he's going to throw the ball. Just eliminate those interceptions, and he almost had a perfect game. I agree with you. I'm hoping he's going to improve tonight.
Well, it just speaks to all the options that this offense has, at least had in week one, Greg, because you look at Dedrick Mills, 17 carries, 94 yards. Vernon ran for 33. Jeshron Antri ran for 30. And then you know, they have great receivers. Clark Barnes caught four passes for 112 yards. When he's moving like that and he made that throw to Clark Barnes, that's something we hadn't seen in a couple of years. I text Jock, I'm like, that was nasty. They have a lot of options on that offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, they do. And speaking of Clark Barnes, he's just really playing well. The last two games he started, well, last week he got 112 yards in reception. In the last two games, I think he's got like over 200 or something. So they got great offensive weapons there. And Vernon's just got to be patient and just do what he does best, and that's make the quick throws when he has to, go through his read progressions, and take off and run. And when he takes off and run, that's when he makes the big plays like he had to Barnes. And if he gets three or four of those a game, like he used to do against Calgary, they're just game breakers. And I'm glad he's on the other side doing it for us instead of what I saw the last couple of years doing it against us.
Okay, you're listening to Alberta Ford Dealer Stampeder Football here on QR Calgary. In 90 seconds, we're going to hear from Stampeder head coach and general manager Dave Dickinson. The interview with the coach is brought to you by Tom's House of Pizza. This is Stampeder Football on QR Calgary, 770 CHQR and 107.3 The Edge.
Getting a down payment together can be so hard.
Shane Homes will match your down payment with a price reduction up to 10% off the price of your new home. Whether you're buying your first home or upgrading, there's never been a better time. Only 5 homes per community qualify monthly, so act fast. Offer ends August 31st. Shane Homes. If it's your favorite, it's probably Shane Homes. Conditions apply. See area manager for details.
Hey, Paul Brandt here. Big skies, rugged landscapes, now that's Alberta in a nutshell. And if you're looking for an SUV that can keep up with this place, check out the Ford Bronco. Built for those who crave adventure, with serious off-road capability and style to spare. Whether you're hitting the mountain trails or exploring the back roads, it's the perfect ride for those who want to experience everything this province has to offer. The Ford Bronco. Adventure awaits at your Alberta Ford dealer. And tell them PB sent you.
Nobody calls the game like Mark Stephen and Greg Peterson. Stampeder's Football, brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers on QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
Getting closer and closer to the opening kickoff at BMO Field in Toronto. The Stamps and the Argos, week number two of the CFL season. Game number two for the Calgary Stampeders. First road game for the Calgary Stampeders as they look to go 2-0 on the season. And now let's check in with Stampeder head coach and general manager Dave Dickinson. With the coach, here is Mark Stephen for Tom's House of Pizza.
Well, Dave, in Toronto, and it's a first road game of this season. How important is it to get off at a good start? Well, anywhere, I guess, but on the road where it was a bit of a struggle a year ago.
Yeah, we just want to try to build. We're trying to improve. I do want our team to take steps forward. You know, we definitely have lots of areas to improve. It was fortunate when you can win, and then you can really show the guys the film on how to be better. I think that's important for our guys. That's the goal, to go out here, get a win. But let's take some steps forward.
Damien Alford's going to take a step forward on the roster, the number one pick. This will be his debut. I don't know exactly how much you're going to play him, but just the fact he's on the roster, how's he performed today?
Yeah, he's healthy now. I mean, his hamstring was hurting him in camp, which was tough for us because you really don't know exactly what you got. But he's had two good weeks of practice in a row now, so he'll definitely play and be in a rotation. Excited to see what he can do.
The ground game worked very well in game number one. In fact, Dedrick Mills tripled his touchdown output just in that one game. But what clicked so well, and just some thoughts on how it can continue that path?
Yeah, I think our offensive line moved people. I thought we ran blocked probably better than we pass blocked, but it was a lot of stuff coming at us. Dedrick's a good player, and he takes advantage of his opportunities. He does seem to have a little fire in him right now, and he's excited for his role on this team. And in order for us to do well, we have to run the ball, and he's a big part of that.
Defensive backs tested again last week, could be tested again this week. You got two rookie halfbacks. You must be happy with their performance today there.
Yeah, I mean, really, really young secondary. I mean, we did add Adrian Green, and he came in at the corner and had a good game for us. But we're young. Damon Webb on the back end just kind of keeps it together and keeps all the guys on the right page. And then we're just telling them, all DBs will get beat. Just to trust your eyes, see what you see, and basically go to make a play. And that's what they did.
A couple of quick notes on the Argos. Looks like Nick Arbuckle will start. There's a guy that's paid his dues and been around the league starting right at McMahon Stadium.
Yeah, and he played against last year and beat us. We know he's a good quarterback, won a Grey Cup. You know, we kind of know who he is, too, so try to take away some of the things he does well. And He's a tough, tough player, a guy that will stick in there and make the throws. Great leader, so still have a lot of challenges for our defense.
Argos are going to unveil their banner. Do you use that as any kind of, I don't know if motivation is the right word, or just point out to the guys this could happen at the end of this year, or just the Argos business?
More their business. I mean, we did play them back in 2018, the year they did their banner, and they beat us in 2017. And, yeah, that was a little bit more because that was personal. We had certainly felt like we had a real good chance to win that one in 17. We came out and played really well. I think we beat them 41-7. Our guys this year, it's just a whole new team. It's really nothing about last year for us. But let's take those steps forward. Let's chill. For us, you know, we feel like we got something going here. Let's make sure to keep it going.
All right, Dave Dickinson from BMO Field.
Thank you.
The interview with the coach brought to you by Tom's House. It's a serving Calgarians pizza made to perfection since 1963. I don't know about you, Greg Peterson. I'm expecting Dominic Rimes to be a little more involved in the offense today. Sometimes situation dictates it. I know Reggie Bagleton was certainly involved last week. You know, Clark Barnes had a very, very good game. I just want to see more of that chemistry between Vernon Adams and Dominic Rimes.
Well, I agree with you. I think they only threw to him once or twice. And you had the other guys. Jones had four receptions. Reggie had, I believe, five. And then, of course, Clark Barnes had a great game. So Dominic Rimes, yeah, it'd be great to get him in there. They have that prior connection with BC. And I think you're right. Some games it's going to be Reggie. Some games it's going to be Jones. And other games it's going to be Rimes. Let's hope maybe it's Rimes' game tonight.
Nice to have some options, without a doubt. Final break on the pregame show. When we come back, Greg Peterson will set up the game as he breaks down his keys to the game. What are the keys to beating the Toronto Argonauts? Well, find out for the Alberta Ford dealers. This is the home of the Calgary Stampeders. QR Calgary, 770 CHQR and 107.3 The Edge.
Remember last summer's heat wave that had you wishing for refreshing air conditioning? Let Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services keep you cool this summer. Trust our expert techs and honest pricing to keep your home chilling when the summer is scorching. Ask about our best-selling Lennox models that offer optimal efficiency and cool, quiet comfort. Take advantage of Lennox's rebates up to $2,000 only for a limited time. You can count on Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services to do the job right and have your AC unit up and running in no time. The summer rush is coming. Don't wait. Visit FurnaceFamily.com to secure your spot today.
New look, new location. The same luxurious standards. Wolf Cadillac Calgary is now open with incredible grand opening specials. For a limited time, save up to $15,000 on Cadillac Lyric or get 0.99% financing up to 84 months. Plus, eligible Costco members receive an additional $1,200 savings on Lyric Optic and Escalade IQ. Wolf Cadillac Calgary, 756 101st Street Southwest off Stony Trail.
Nobody calls the game like Mark Stephen and Greg Peterson. Stampeders Football, brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers on QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
The Toronto Argonauts are the defending Grey Cup champions. The Calgary Stampeders had the worst record in the Canadian Football League last season, only 5 wins. But both teams have gone through a major reset, a major rebuild in the offseason. The Stampeders out of necessity, the Toronto Argonauts, well, because when you win championships, teams love to steal your top players, and that is exactly what happened to the Toronto Argonauts. So what do we expect today? Your guess is as good as mine, but Greg Peterson, let's get to the keys to the game for the Alberta Ford dealers. If the Stampeders are going to beat the Toronto Argonauts today, what are they going to have to do?
Well, my matchup of the game, I said, is going to be one of my keys to the game, and that's really they have to win the special teams battle. In particular, they've got to win that return game contest. And as I said, Toronto always has good special teams. They got a great punter with John Haggerty, and they got a good kicker with Liram Harulahu. And they've killed us on the returns, but we got to win the special teams battle. Key number one. Key number two, protect the football. Last week we had two bad picks that took away points. It could have cost us. It didn't. If we keep doing that, it'll cost us, and we need to protect the football, limit the fumbles, limit the picks, and let's protect that football, and that's going to be key number two. And then we've all been talking about it. The key number three, and we could have this key probably every game, but I think it's going to be important we do this at the beginning of the year, and that's establish the run. When you establish the run, you open up the pass, you open up Vernon to be able to run the ball better and make some plays out of nothing. Last week we did that, and especially on first down yardage. I think that's going to be key number three.
You know, back to special teams for a second. because, yes, the Stampeders gave up a 105-yard touchdown return last week. That's the bad. The good is I still go back to that opening play in the second half when, you know, Jesswin Antwi made the play on the kickoff. And of course, Keylon Thomas picked up the loose ball. That truly was, you know, one of the key turning points of the game. So that was almost a saw off. But yeah, you got to be good not only returning the ball, but also on your coverage as well.
On your coverage and those big important special teams plays. I know I didn't pick it as my turning point. You did. And in hindsight, Jock, I like you, so I'll let you say that you picked the right turning point. That was the turning point of the game. And, yeah, and usually turning points are special teams plays. So special teams play is going to be big tonight.
Yeah, without a doubt. All right, Mr. Peterson, have a great broadcast. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Mr. Dave McIver, what are you expecting tonight?
I think this is going to be a really good game, Jock. I think the Stamps, if they can go out there and get started early, I think that they have a really solid chance to win this game. But like I said earlier in the pregame show, like, Nick Arbuckle, yeah, he's a backup quarterback, but every once in a while he just has one of those games, and the Stamps are going to have to get to him early defensively to kind of throw him off, I think. And if they're able to do that, I think this is an opportunity for the Stamps to go 2-0.
As Dave Dickinson mentioned, you know, Nick Arbuckle beat the Stampeders last year, also was the Grey Cup MVP in Vancouver. So, yeah, even though he's the backup quarterback, dude still has a little bit of game, and we saw that when he was a member of the Calgary Stampeders. The keys to the game for the Alberta Ford dealers: win the special teams battle, protect the football, establish the run. Can the Calgary Stampeders do that against the Toronto Argonauts? We're going to find out, because that is a wrap for the pregame show. Up next, four quarters of Stampeder football action with Mark Steven and Greg Peterson, including the Stampeders' opening drive brought to you by Claus Tractors. But first, Mark is going to take a look at the starting lineups on QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
June is Discover Days at Volvo Calgary. Right now, enjoy reduced lease rates and save up to $7,000, including eligible government incentives. Discover luxury, innovation, and the award-winning safety Volvo is known for. Volvo's quality of products, the Volvo commitment to safety and innovation, and customer service excellence has become a generational tradition in Calgary. The Valentine Volvo in the Southwest, Volvo Cars Royal Oak in the Northwest, or start your journey online at volvocarscalgary.com. Don't miss Discover Days on now.
June 21st, trade screen time for FaceTime with bouncy castles, painted faces, and touchdown dances.
Go, Stamps, go!
See the Stampeders face off against the Ottawa Redblacks at 2 p.m. for the Family Day game presented by TELUS.
Before kickoff, hit Gridiron Gardens for a pregame party packed with fun for all ages. And after the final whistle, everyone's invited on the field to feel the brand new turf at McMahon.
Great family memories don't come from a tablet. They're born on game days. Tickets at stampeders.com/tickets.
Together, we ride.
You're listening to 770 CHQR AM and 107.3 CFGQ FM Calgary, Chorus Entertainment Radio Stations.
Every hit, every tackle, every touchdown. QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
And welcome back to your Alberta Ford dealer, Stampeder football on QR Calgary. Let's look at your starting lineups as the Argos run on the field. They'll soon have a great banner unveiling for their championship in 2024. But the here and the now, here's the Calgary Stampeders. Offensive line left to right to Murray, Zach Williams, Bell, Christian Canu, and Josh Coker. Vernon Adams, the starting quarterback. Dedrick Mills is the running back. Dominique Rhymes, Tevin Jones, Reggie Begelton, Jalen Philpott, and off his first 100-yard game as a pro, Clark Barnes. The ends for the Toronto Argonauts, Derek Parrish and Andrew Chatfield. Inside, DeMarcus Christmas and Jordan Williams. That front four was stripped clean in free agency. Quinton McManus, the starting middle linebacker. Former Stampeder, 3 years with the team. Cam Judge and George is the outside backer. Darius Leica, who was converted during camp from receiver to safety, is the safety. Mark Milton, Darius Bratton, the halfbacks. Tavares McFadden and Benji Franklin are on the corners. For the Toronto Argonauts, their offensive line left to right, George Moore, Sage Stocksitter, the University of Calgary's Peter Nicastro, Anthony Vandell, and the lineman of the year in the CFL last year, Brian Hunter. We should point out the UMC's Darius Sirocco not playing this week, but John Bolson of the UMC product is on the roster in his place. Devontae Coxie, Tavares Daniels, 2016 Rookie of the Year, DeJean Brissett, Kevin Mattel, and David Ungerer are the receivers. Deontay McMahon is the starting running back, and Nick Arbuckle is the starting quarterback. There are six to Flo Ormelad around the end for the Stampeders. Josiah Cody and Jalen Hutchings are inside. Ten tackle man, Mark Lee, the starting middle linebacker. Micah Teitz and Derek Moncrief, the outside backers. Damon Webb is the starting safety on the corners. Tyler Richardson and Adrian Green, our pregame ghost. Sheldon Arnold and Jaden Grant will be the team's halfback starting today. The forecast improved today, and it's actually a very nice day here in Toronto. Temperature 20 degrees with a bit of a wind. The forecast was for rain, maybe later, I don't know. But it looks tremendous right now as the Stampeders and the Toronto Argonauts are set to play game number two for their respective teams. All right, our play-by-play broadcast only moments away on QR Calgary, 107.3 The Edge on QR Calgary.
It's almost here.
We're 90 seconds away from the opening kickoff on QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
Mark, Stephen, and Greg Peterson bring you all the action just as they have for over a quarter century. Call it a wrap on the pregame show. Up next, it's game time.
Calgary Stampeders football, brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers.
On QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
Sometimes great pizza leads to problems, like you don't want to commit to just one kind of pizza, or maybe you want an extra slice when the pizza's done. Tom's House of Pizza has your back with their all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. Monday to Friday from 11:30 to 2, enjoy all-you-can-eat pizza and salad for $11.95 with beverage purchase. Available in the pub at Tom's House of Pizza's McLeod Trail and Okotoks locations. Unlimited slices, so much pizza to choose from. Discover the legendary lunch buffet at Tom's House of Pizza.
It's your last chance to get in and go at the giant Country Hills Toyota. The Get In and Go event ends June 30th, and your Toyota giant has pulled out all the stops with the best inventory, the best pricing, and the best trade-in values of the year. Take advantage of incredible interest rates, as low as 0%, plus up to $2,000 in free accessories with purchase. But you better hurry. The Get In and Go event will soon be gone, only until June 30th at the giant Country Hills Toyota.
Here we go, Stamps fans. The moment you've all been waiting for. Every hit, run, pass, and touchdown. Right here on your Alberta Ford dealers, Stampeders football.
Kickoff is now with Mark Stephen and Greg Peterson on your home of the red and white for over 30 years. QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
And we're coming to you live from the South Point Toyota Billy Powers broadcast booth. Get your best deal during the Get In and Go event under your Toyota Tower at South Point Toyota. And welcome, football fans. It's the time, it's the place for another edition of Calgary Stampeder football. QR Calgary and the Canadian Football League are proud to bring you today's game featuring your Stampeders and the Toronto Argonauts. We'll bring you all the drama and excitement from our broadcast.